And I'd like now to welcome back to the program Robert Nye.
Oh, that's nice.
You were just here.
I know. I'm still here.
Excellent.
I'm still here.
And so he is with the New Mexican, and we are talking about all the things that are going on, which you can also find in the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican.
It certainly
Speaking
is.
Of the arts has begun on time.
Mark's Midnight Carnival Show. I love when they have a title like that. Right away you say, it's carnival, it's midnight, and Mark is involved. Do you want to know more?
Oh, yes, I do.
It's tonight at Mike's Music Exchange in El Dorado. El Dorado. It is going to be a pop rock band. Doors open at 7:30 with an 8 p.m. concert. So if you're out in El Dorado, go to Mike's Music Exchange for Mark's Midnight Carnival Show. My question for you is, why is it a midnight carnival show, but it's at 8 o'clock?
Maybe it goes until midnight or later.
Could be that there's like...
Maybe the warm-up is the first 4 hours.
Is daylight savings coming up soon where we have to switch the clock?
I do not know.
Huh. Call 466-70-2782. It's for all ages, by the way.
Excellent.
What do you know about the Quilt Fiesta?
Nothing.
Well, we've had our Melodrama Fiesta and our Santa Fe Fiesta. The Quilt Fiesta is, by the way, it's the 2010 Quilt Fiesta. And it's, because it's 2010, it's a weekend event presented by the Northern New Mexico Quilt Guild. And it's from 10 to 5 today at Exhibit Hall at the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds out on Rodeo Road. Very inexpensive to get in. If you like quilts, go on out. You can get a weekend pass because it runs all weekend. And here's the phone number, 470-2909.
Quilts can be an incredible art form.
Do you do them?
No.
Do you have quilts that you cover, like you and your doggy snuggle up in the winter?
No, I just have one of those down blankets.
Those downs are good.
Yeah.
Do we have to say something about Santa Fe Art Institute? Didn't they? Don't they have something coming up Thursday night?
I believe so. So let's find it.
I believe that Santa Fe Art Institute's doing something.
Yes, here we go. The incredible Lauren Greenfield will be speaking and showing some of her work on Monday, October 4th at 6 o'clock at Tipton Hall. Lauren Greenfield, and it's at 6 o'clock. She's an award-winning documentary photographer and filmmaker, and she's talking about her recent work on the financial collapse of Dubai. She's a preeminent chronicler of youth culture, and she did groundbreaking projects, Girl Culture and Fast Forward. She was named by American Photo as one of the 25 most influential photographers working today. Santa Fe Art Institute has been doing many of their lectures on Friday, but this one is back on Monday, which is when they used to do them. And for more information, call 424-5050 or go to sfai.org. That's for Santa Fe Art Institute.
Nice. Last night I was driving by to go to Warehouse 21, and across the street was the near the Santa Fe Farmers Market outdoor were all these people under a tent, and there was somebody preparing food, and they were all watching. And then I realized it was cooking or cook with the chef at Santa Fe Farmers Market, and it's 3 to 7 o'clock on Thursdays. It's outdoors, and next Thursday night, Megan Tucker from Amavi Restaurant is going to be demonstrating, specifically at 5:30 to 6:30. And this is at 1607 Paseo del Peralta. So if you like food, if this interests you, cooking or cook with the chef program is next weekend at the Santa Fe Farmers Market. Next Thursday, 983-4098. That same day, by the way, Chef Rocky Durham is going to be speaking at 2 o'clock on Vive la Diferencia, New Mexico and Mexican cuisines. How do you pronounce that?
Cuisine.
I like that better. Thank you for speaking up. And that's on Thursday at...
I would never have spoken up unless you had asked me to correct you.
I know, you're so polite. You teach me so just, you know, to be such a gentleman. 2 to 4 o'clock on Thursday. Don't kiss me in the middle of this.
That was you. You were kissing yourself.
Well, I was doing my hand because I like it. You got to hand it to me. St. John's Methodist Church on 1200 Old Pecos Trail. You got to pay to get in.
Ew.
982...
The hand thing, not the event.
I wasn't... I was just making... 982-927-4 for Rocky Durham and Viva La Diferencia. I'm going to moita you one of these days.
So KSFR's own Helga Ancona wrote to me, and her daughter Marina Ancona is a master printer, and she is There are two exhibits this weekend. The first exhibit is called Raw State, and it opens today at the 222 Shelby Street Gallery from 5 to 8, and that incorporates the work of 20 artists from New York, Washington, and Santa Fe. And the second exhibition is Exquisite. It opens on Saturday from 5 to 8 with a reception at 333 Montezuma Annex, which is at 333 Montezuma Avenue, and features 10 artists who concentrate on the figure in print. For more information, call 982-8889 or go to 222shelbystreet.com.
And her, this is Helga's daughter, Maria?
Marina.
Oh, Marina, okay. Design Santa Fe is taking place this weekend. This is the Santa Fe Interior Designers event.
Nice.
All weekend long. Call 988-1234. Check out Santa Fe Interior Designing Presents.com for information on this event. I honestly don't know where it is. I wonder if it's down at the convention center, but give them a look. And did you know it's the Santa Fe Antiquarian Books Show today?
Yeah.
4 to 9 o'clock. Do you know where it is?
No, you tell us.
El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, 555 Camino de la Familia, which is right off Paseo de Peralta, near the rail yard. It's from 4 to 9. There's going to be more than 40 dealers there, including out-of-print books, first editions. You can get maps. There's going to be book signings by some local authors. This could be, you know, for book lovers and, what do you call it, libraryophiles?
Bibliophiles?
Yeah, those guys. It should be a lot of fun. 983-0088. It's Friday and Saturday, and you can pay for either a one-day or two-day event. Check out SantaFeBookshow.com, and there's actually a story in today's Pasatiempo on page 22.
Jason Roberts, acrylic painter, will be having a show at Bob and Debbie Brody's Canyon Road Contemporary Art at 403 Canyon. Reception today from 5 to 7. 5 new sculptures, 20 small works on paper. You can go to fineartblocks.com.
And if you like to swing, there's an all-ages swing dance on Saturday night, 9 to 11:30 at Oddfellows Hall, 1125 Cerritos Road, near the Cordova Road intersection. Not too expensive to get in, and you can get beginner's lessons from 8 to 9 before the 9 o'clock dance. You want a phone number? It's 473-0955.
And there is, in the move-in gallery at the college formerly known as the College of Santa Fe, currently known as the Santa Fe College, Santa Fe University of Art and Design, Jackie Courage's In the Year of Blame, The Body as Sacrificial Landscape. The opening is today from 5 to 7:30. The show runs through October 31st, and it's a three-channeled video sound installation based on the video by the same name. It's a highly charged political statement about oppression and control in an immersive and intimate environment. And I got this from Red Cell, and he's always curating amazing stuff.
Is there a phone number?
Yes, 603-8321.
That's nice.
And it's next to the screen if you've never been to the Move-In Gallery. It's on the Santa Fe University campus.
Isn't it amazing? Here it is early October, and there's still a slew of stuff happening around town, which is a lot of fun.
There's stuff happening all the time. This is a city never sleeps, except after 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, go try and find something to eat after midnight, and you'll see it's sleeping.
Try getting something to eat after 9:30.
You know, that's true. You start going to, like, restaurants and bars, and they're like, well, the kitchen's closed.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever restaurant owners and restaurant patrons are listening, can we please implore you to keep your kitchens open late? There's so many events happening, cultural events at the Lensic and at so many other places. You go out and hear music, you go to a movie, you go to a concert, you go to a play, and then you want to eat. And your choices are the Denny's, the Atomic Grill, and Pronzo's Late Night Menu.
Right, there might be a couple others that go to
that I know of
10 or 10:30, but
La Boca sometimes has their kitchen open till 10, but I'm never sure whether they do or not.
But you can't blame them if nobody shows up.
Well, what they should do is publicize it in the newspaper, publicize it on my show. I'd be happy to do anything like that, and then wait for the people to pour in, because we're always starving at that time. After I know I am, and everybody else is trying to find a place to eat.
What time do you
just say it?
Do you usually eat dinner?
8 o'clock.
Okay.
I don't have a very routine life, no. So there is no usual. But my preference is somewhere between 7 and 9.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, because I think it's because of being in the military and the family I grew up in, I'm very traditional. I like to eat lunch at noon. I eat dinner around 6. But I will also, like, you know, last night the show got over. We ran over to Second Street at the rail yard where the kitchen was closing at 10, but we got there about 20 to 10, and the waitress was kind enough to say, if you'd like to order before our kitchen closes. So on a weeknight, 10 o'clock, I don't think is so bad. But.
Well, the thing is, a lot of cultural events start at 7 instead of 8. So if something starts at 8, you can imagine getting home from work and putting together some kind of quick dinner. But if something starts at 7, there's no way to have anything besides a snack. And then afterwards, you would like to patronize one of our fine dining establishments.
You got it.
Okay, Frenchie's Field Labyrinth Adobe Workshop Day. Tomorrow from 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning, Frenchie's Field Labyrinth is at Agua Fria and Osage. For more information, contact Bob at 989-8231.
The Carlos Trio is celebrating National Hispanic Heritage Month with 3 concerts at each branch of our public libraries here in Santa Fe on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. So there's a late afternoon Carlos Trio concert, free. I would suggest you call 995-6852 for specifics about when and where, but if it's at the 3 various branches, one's downtown, one's on Jaguar Drive, and I think the other one is the one on Llano Street, which used to be attached and still is to that old swimming pool. This, you know, these are strange things. A library attached to a swimming pool, and then you go out to El Rancho de las Golondrinas to have something to eat at the bar, and it's attached to a fitness club. These things bewilder me. Well, anyway.
Cuba, a bilingual talk. Today, the Santa Fe Community College Spanish Bilingual Club presents Cuba from the Inside, Cuba desde Adentro, perspectives given by Daniel and Maria Izquierdo, followed by Mexican folk dance with Angelica and Otón. It's at the atrium of the Santa Fe Community College from 6 to 8. Bring a dish to share. That sounds like fun.
Oh, that's good. Make sure it ain't stoneware. Hey, the Folk Art Flea Market's taking place on Saturday at the Folk Art Museum Auditorium up on off old Santa Fe Trail up at Museum Hill. 476-1201. There's going to be folk art from all over the world. Paintings, works on paper, masks, folk toys. Should be lots of fun. 476-1201. And what was I going to tell you about? Oh. On Thursday, the Center for Contemporary Arts and the New Mexico Committee of the National Museum of Women in the Arts are going to begin a 7-part series at CCA called More Than Mary Casa. This starts at Thursday morning with the discussion, the emergence of the professional woman artist, and that's Diane Armitage, who I believe you know, giving that lecture at the CCA.
Right.
And it picks up every Thursday, 14th to 21st, into November at least. Check out ccasantafe.org or call 982-1338. It could be really interesting about the role of women's art in history.
So here's an event. Go Baroque to save a small museum. The Borracho Baroque, Tim Wilson and Marie Moltroni, and Singing Clowns, the Merry Melody Makers. This is all tomorrow at 6:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Church. For more information, call 466-3480, and it's all about saving a museum.
That's pretty good. That's always a good thing to do. Tonight is the first Friday Art Walk downtown. That's the one that's sort of in the Palace Avenue area.
Uh-huh.
Peterson Cody, Lou Allen, Manitou, Wadle Galleries. It's also the night that the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum and the New Mexico Museum of Art, both located in that region, offer free admission from 5 to 8. It's the West Palace Arts District. Take a walk if you don't feel like going up Canyon Road, or go up Canyon Road and over there. And there's also, as you know, a ton of gallery openings up Canyon Road and around town. I'll name a few of them just to get them out there. Brace yourself. Blue Rain Gallery, Lincoln Avenue. It's doing new work by Rick Allen. We have a story in today's Paso Tiempo. It's glass sculpture. It's called In Cortex, reception 5 to 7, Blue Rain at 1:30, Lincoln Avenue. Darnell Fine Art up at 640 Canyon Road. I love this title. Hot Wax, Cold Wax. Paintings by Shauna Moore and Rebecca Crowell, reception 5 to 7. Meyer East Gallery, 225 Canyon Road, has Modern Illusions by Natalie Featherstone, reception 5 to 7. The Monroe Gallery of Photography, which I love, down at 112 Don Gaspar, has The Way of the Japanese Bath by Mark Edward Harris. Reception 5 to 7 p.m. And that should be interesting because everybody in this town loves Japanese baths.
Do we?
Well, they're always going up to 10,000 ways. I just like to pull some of that cheap CVS bubble bath in my tub and go there.
Mr. Bubble?
Yeah, I don't need to be with anybody from Japan either. Although I'd be happy to, especially if she... Well, never mind that. Sage Creek Gallery, 200 Old Santa Fe Trail, Seasons of New Mexico, work by Marilyn Yates, 5 to 7 p.m. And finally, we mentioned earlier Peterson Cody. They're doing Easily Amused. How can I not like that title? Scott Polk, reception 5 to 7:30 p.m. They're at 130 Palace Avenue.
Are you easily amused?
What do you think?
I don't know. It's hard to get a laugh out of you, but I get a lot of smiles.
Well, I'm amused in sort of a low-key, continual state of amusement. I find things very funny. I think it's a good, funny world, and I think it's good to have a sense of humor. And I often tell people I don't take myself seriously at all, but I do take what I do seriously. But, yeah, I like to laugh. Why do you think I do these crazy comedies at Warehouse?
Good point. The process at presents at Corazon, the process being this curator, Red Cell, again, who does amazing stuff. Anyway, at Corazon, Ty Segall, Ghost Circle, Sunday, October 3rd at 8 o'clock in the evening. Very inexpensive admission, but their songs, one of the reviews is, Ty Segall's short, sharp songs peel out of the garage without raising the doors, sending 1960s rock riffs crashing through splintered, smart-ass, lo-fi buzz.
Well, that's a more fun press release than most people.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good quote.
Yeah. Movies, Let Me In, which is a remake of the 2008 Swedish vampire flick Let the Right One In, shot here in New Mexico, opens at Regal Stadium 14. We're going to send a reviewer to it. The Ghost Bird, which is about the extinct ivory-billed woodpecker, is opening at the screen.
Yeah, they just got me that movie. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it on the air. I hope so.
Yeah, it's
it
hard
sounds
to get,
very interesting.
It's getting tougher and tougher to get previews of movies, and that's not our fault sometimes. The Kids Are All Right. I still recommend it. It's a really smart comedy drama about a pair of happy couple played by Annette Bening and Julianne Moore who have to deal with the problems when the man who provided the sperm for one of their children comes back into their lives and causes grief. It's at Regal de Vargas. I really like the picture. It's still running, playing strong. I like The Town, and I gave it 3 chilies. Ben Affleck directs and stars. A really smart caper picture with a nice romance, nice character, smart characters. Everybody seems to be speaking well of it. And Wall Street sequel, Money Never Sleeps, got 2.5 chilies by Jonathan Richards. In today's Pasatiempo. I haven't seen it yet, but he seems to think it's okay, but not terrific. So see his review in today's Pasatiempo.
Yeah, but you know what? Read, if you're going to decide based on reviews, read more than one review, because on multiple occasions, Robert Knott, much as I revere your taste and good writing, sometimes you and I are absolutely at polar opposites about a film. Sometimes I'll think a film is wonderful, and you will give it 2 chilies.
I think that it goes back to the discussion we've had many times about no one critic can speak for everybody, no one critic is right for everybody, and you have to figure out by exactly doing what you just said, reading multiple reviewers, who fits into your sort of psyche in terms of agreeing with you, or at least fine, as people used to say to me about Brent Cleaver, who has not reviewed for us for years, they'd say, if Brent reviews a movie and gives it a huge rating, I'm not going. If he reviews it and hates it, I'm going. Then Brent's doing his job.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You and I have 90% agreement, but then there's that 10% where I completely disagree with you. So even that method doesn't fully work.
Well, why would you want it that way with any human being?
No, I know, but I'm just saying. So you can't even say this one reviewer always agrees or disagrees with my taste, because sometimes even the reviewer who you have 90% overlap with, that 10%, you're not going to go to a movie that you might have loved because that guy gave it 2 chilies.
No, you should go see something you want to go see because you either know the work or the person, you're curious. I don't think a review should keep you from going or make you go. It becomes a byproduct of a review, which is box office. That's kind of unfortunate. I don't think that should be the purpose of them. It happens, but you're making a good point. But I don't think 10% is a bad disparity, actually. I would say 3 out of 4 times you and me are in agreement. And 1 out of 4
you and
we're
I.
not. No, us two.
On the use of prepositions, we're very far apart. Pronouns. Herman Melville and the Power of Communication, a lecture by Gregory Schneider, who's a tutor at St. John's College. And hang on. And now the title is Benito Sereno Amaso Delano and the Power of Things Unsaid. That's today at 8 o'clock. What it has to do with Herman Melville, I have no idea what this is. Anyway, it's Herman Melville's novella, Benito Sereno, which I've never read or even heard of. So, he's going to be talking about that. It's free of charge, open to the public, and a Q&A afterwards at the Great Hall of Peterson Student Center at St. John's.
That's pretty cool. There's a piece in the Pasa today on imagining Mexico from the Aztec Empire to colonial New Spain. Sounds like a terrific exhibition and thought-provoking discussion. There's a reception tonight. It's going to be at New Mexico History Museum. Opening reception 5:30 to 7. That is at 113 Lincoln Avenue. Here's a phone number, 476-5200. And take a look at today's Pasatiempo, Casey Sanchez's story, beautiful illustrations on page 40.
It's Boots and Suits Night, ladies and gentlemen. Free Friday evening at 5:30 today at the New Mexico Museum of Art. Live bands, guys in suits, dancing boots, Western rock band, Lawyers, Guns and Money, featuring Chief Justice Charlie Daniels, who will blow out the last bash for Soulmates, Cowboy Boots, and Art. What do you think about that today?
I like them. I'm really
Let's
interested
go over there.
In cowboy boots and stuff. Why don't we?
For more information, 476-5068. No, because it's not 5:30 yet. I mean, we could go there now, but it wouldn't do any good because they're not going to be there until 5:30. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I understand.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I thought maybe we could go get a quiche or something.
All day long?
Well, we'll get a big quiche.
I'll give you a big quiche.
Oh, I'd love that. See that? That was you quiching me earlier. Spanish Brass Quintet is playing as a Santa Fe Concert Association's presentation at 7:30 Wednesday at the St. Francis Cathedral downtown, 103 Cathedral Place. It's probably going to be wonderful, beautiful, in a beautiful sacred setting. Call 984-8759. Again, that's 7:30 on Wednesday. And by the way, that is a free community concert, courtesy of the Santa Fe Concert Association. And I think El Rancho de los Colondrinas has a harvest festival happening this weekend. And I'm trying to find out more details about it. Oh, yeah, it's from 10 to 4 both days on Los Pinos Road. That's our wonderful Living History Museum. Kids get in for cheaper than adults. 471-1261. It's Saturday and Sunday, the Harvest Festival. It's a beautiful time to get harvested.
And ladies and gentlemen, I try to read everything that comes in. I don't always make it because there's just so much to do. There's
so
many.
You can't read me. You said earlier.
I can't read you.
And I come in every Friday.
Well, you're not a press release.
All right, so what happens?
You're not an email.
Somebody sent a bad one?
No. Sometimes there's more than I can put on. Sometimes it gets lost in the shuffle. Anything can happen, but please don't send attachments. I've been more rigorous about that. When people send me just a blank email with an attachment, and I just send it back saying, here's the format for the listings.
And we keep
who,
telling
what,
people
when,
that
where.
Because they often do not open, or they have problems, or it's not hard to put it cut and paste. And do all the other stuff, phone number, when, where, why.
Website.
What. Yeah, it's really all that stuff's helpful.
Yeah, especially why.
And do you ever get the Thursday, October 3rd, and it's actually October 4th is Thursday, and then you have to call them up and say, which is it? So double-check this press release.
Oh, here's another event. Dialogue on the Middle East and Israel with Neil Lazarus, Sunday, October 3rd, from 7 to 9 at Temple Beth Shalom at 205 East Barcelona, 982-6161.
I like to plug, as you know, some local musicians, so give me a minute or two to go for some Friday and Saturday listings. At the Calgar Barbecue tonight is the Bastard Sons of Johnny Cash, 9 o'clock.
That's great.
Jerry Carthy's at El Cañon at the Hilton, playing at 8 o'clock, no cover charge. They might have their fireplace lit up. The Mine Shaft has open mic night with Shelley down in Madrid, 7 o'clock, no cover. Tin Star Saloon, rock trio Curry, Springer and Prim, 9:30, small cover. And Doug Montgomery, followed by Charles Tishner at Vinesse tonight on the piano. Doug at 6, Charles at 8. No cover. Saturday night music includes Go-Go Snap Radio at 8 o'clock at the Backroad Pizza Saturday night.
Hey, that has radio in it.
I know. That's what. Cora Thone has Ryan McCarvey tomorrow night, Blues and Rock at 9. We're talking Saturday night. Matthew Andre is at the end of the spot at Loretto at 8 o'clock on his guitar on Saturday. He was at the 2nd Street at the Rail Yard last night with some nice music. And Pranzo has pianist David Geist with vocalist Julie Trujillo. Show tunes at 6 o'clock Saturday. Very small cover. And finally, Tiny's tomorrow night. Showcase karaoke with Nancy and Cindy. 8:30, no cover.
Karaoke.
I like it.
Tony DeLapp, recent paintings and magic drawings, opening tonight at from 5 to 7 at Charlotte Jackson Gallery. And Saturday, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, dialogue with Tony DeLapp and Jan Adelman, art historian, author, and Association of Art Museum Directors Emeritus. And that's at 554 South Guadalupe here in New Mexico, here
Excellent.
In Santa Fe.
I want to remind people that The Lion and the Lamb, the revolutionary spirit of Francis of Assisi, is still playing at the Il Museo Cultural one more weekend.
Oh, good.
You can call 501-1709 for information. That's the Arden Players, 8 o'clock tonight and Saturday. And I would be willing to bet it's at 2 p.m. I shouldn't assume that. I don't know that there is a matinee Sunday. Yes, there is. 2 o'clock, according to Pasta Tiempo.
And let's see, is the Desert of Forbidden Art still going on at the screen?
The Desert of Forbidden Art, I think it is still going on at the screen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we did an interview about that during our fun drive, and thanks everybody who, by the way,
yes,
who
it's there.
Who gave during our fun drive, and you can still give at ksfr.org. But this is an amazing movie. Did you see it, Robert?
No, I have not seen it yet.
Oh, God, it's so good. It's so fascinating. It's this guy who, I won't go over the whole thing again, but basically during the Soviet era, this guy collected, a Russian guy collected banned art in a part of Uzbekistan. He started a museum, and it was so far away from the central area that nobody knew what was going on. And this movie is just this loving portrayal of this man who had a mission like nobody's business, and the art that he collected, which is fantastic, and nobody's ever seen it except for a few people who've been to this small city in Uzbekistan.
So it's at the screen.
It's at the screen.
The Santa Fe University of Art and Design. Go take a look. See.
That's
hey,
all I've
thanks,
got to
thanks
say.
For having us on about the Warehouse 21 show tonight, 7:30. Come on by if you can. Go
Yay.
See comedy.
Yeah, that should be great fun. Robert Knott is with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's the education reporter. When are you going to come and talk to us about education?
I guess I'm going to do that maybe before the end of the year, certainly. There's some things happening. I definitely want to talk a little bit about it during the legislative process next year.
Yeah.
And you're going to have Rob DeWalt on next week talking about the arts.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, Robert Knott is with us often speaking of the arts. And you're listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to the fabulous and brilliant Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. If you have problems with that, let me know. Somebody told me once they did, but I wasn't sure if it was them or something, some greater problem. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Marilyn LeBlanc is fabulosa. Everybody at KSFR is fabulosos. Thank you all. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carta. With Ricardo Perez. And Helga Ancona is usually there from 10 to 11 doing Brazilian music. One of the greatest volunteers of all time. What?
Oh, it's great. I love that show.
Yeah,
I
it's fantastic.
I have it on my radio. It makes me want to dance all day.
Well, you should dance all day. Look at you. You're dancing.
Yeah, I dance all day.
Come to the Santa Fe Baking Company and watch Robert Knott dance. Hasta la vista, baby.
Y adios.
Ciao.